I owe my wife of 20 plus years an apology. And after at least a decade of complaining, the complaining stopped last night.
I can't wait to hear the apology.
We'll never do this again. Stacy Edwards, I am sorry. I am sorry for all the complaining that I have done over the years about you hogging the bed, about you elbowing me when I snore, about turning the fan off,
okay,
when about turning the TV on, and all the other little things that you do that drove me crazy. Because she and my daughter went out of town this weekend, and Dana, she wasn't in the bed, and I slept for maybe 3 hours Friday night.
The sound of your own crying wake you up.
And then Saturday night, I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted. A long day. And I tossed and turned until 4:10 a.m. Sunday morning.
I am like, so proud of you for more than one reason.
Why?
Because you've turned an even bigger corner. Because I think a year ago, you would have been mad at Stacy. That you had two bad nights of sleep.
Like her fault.
Exactly. So, I mean, the growth is just amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I need you. And she got in bed last night and I was just like, she's back. She's like, move away from me. I'm like, no, come here. I was so happy. So I did. I rolled over. I'm like, will you just put like your hand on my shoulder or something just so I know that you're there?
Are you kidding?
She's watching the country music, the ACM. She's Carrie Underwood's blaring. She turned the fan off. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just happy to have you back. So
meanwhile, she's like, oh, I wish I was back in the hotel.
Exactly.
I know.
It was quiet. This
big lug next to me.
So to my wife, I apologize this morning. Adam, you also owe your wife an apology.
Not for life, yes. But I apologize to my wife that I'm not what you signed up for. I'm heavier now. I'm bitter, more
you
tired.
You are grumpier. You noticed Adam 10 years ago wasn't this grumpy?
It was all hello.
You seem
day.
Like a more optimistic person. Well, I don't remember. I remember old Adam, who I met in his 20s, being pessimistic. But if there is a negative take on something, even though it's a bright, smiley, shiny voice, it's still Adam's going to say it.
That's why my wife says I'm Eeyore now and like everything. I'm like, really? I don't think I'm like that, but I guess I'm like that.
Everyone
tells you got bad breath. You got bad breath, right?
He starts his morning with,
hello, day. And then it just goes downhill
from there.
It does. My vocal cords hurt from saying that so loud.
All right. Well, here's your chance right now. And let me tell you, Dana, that felt good. It felt, even though my wife might not be listening at the moment because she's in the shower right now, I apologize to her.
Apologize again at 8:30.
And then at 9:30.
Been there, done that, folks. No.